Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Do you ever like something so much that you buy multiples of it?
Yeah.
Like a clothing item?
Sure, yeah.
I have like 10 black V-neck shirts from H&M.
Yeah.
They're $5.95 a piece, and it is like my favorite shirt.
Can't have enough.
Yeah, can't have enough, exactly.
I have 7 baseball-style t-shirts, okay. You know, with a three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
Love those.
You know, there's something comforting about sameness, the same thing. It draws us in, makes us feel all warm and snuggly on the inside. But the problem with sameness is that it doesn't challenge us, stretch us, or cause us to grow. We like sermons that tell us what we already know.
True.
And they inspire us, make us feel good. They make us shout, amen. We nod our heads and we say, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So growth, though, never comes out of sameness. It comes from something new and something different. A thought that you've never considered before, or something that unsettles you and disorients you. When something gets you off of your game, it knocks the equilibrium out of you, that is what causes you to grow. That's really one of the reasons why I love travel. I love being places that are somewhat unsettling. Like, I don't know how things work here.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how to read the instructions on where to go.
Yeah.
But in that environment, you become like a sponge, learning, observing. There's some growth that happens in you because of it. Also, books.
Yeah.
I tweeted out a while ago something about the importance, the significance of reading outside of your tribe. By tribe, I just mean the group of people that you tend to run with that share the same philosophical, religious worldview that you do. So I guess for me, I would be kind of a self-professed charismatic, and I want to read outside of my tribe. So it's easy to, you know, and kind of like the standard operating procedure to read books within your tribe. So for me, the charismatic books,
right.
or maybe for you, it's popular Christian authors that are approved by the Christian bookstore that you shop at, or like by your denominational leaders, or by your favorite celebrity pastor. But in doing that, when you read within your tribe that way, you really don't grow. You just nod your head and say, amen, that's so true.
Reinforce.
It just reinforces and affirms what you're already believing. I think Jesus was shocking because of the difference of his message and his methodology. Both of them were so different, kind of causing that lack of equilibrium, people having to go, wait a minute, what did he just say?
Yeah.
And of course, his message was comforting to the afflicted, but to those who were in positions of power and influence, and in particular the religious, his message was very unsettling. Like, whoa, hold on a minute. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the authors that I've been enjoying just recently are ones like Jean Vanier. He's a French Catholic writer. Gregory Boyle, another Catholic. Robert Farrar Capon, who's an Episcopal. Richard Rohr, a Catholic. Shauna Nyquist, who's non-denominational. Mark Scandrett, who is non-denominational. Rudy Rasmus, who is United Methodist. Addie Zierman, who is non-denominational. Esther Elizabeth, who's Catholic. Barbara Brown Taylor, who is Episcopal. So those are some of the authors, in, just in terms of religious writing, that I'm enjoying that are outside of my tribe, outside of my circle. Also, I really enjoy reading business books, art books, and comedy books. We had Paul Scanlon with us here this last weekend, and at dinner with him, I think my wife asked what kind of books he's reading right now, and I loved what he said. He said, well, I pick books out differently than most people. He said, I do pick them by their cover. If the title or even the image interests me, I pick it up. And I figure there's something there that I want.
He judges a book by its cover.
He does, yeah. And then he just said this. He said, I thought it was hilarious. He said, you know, most Christian books are rubbish. But I think maybe what he was talking about is what I'm saying, that if you constantly read within your tribe, it's just the same old thing, hashed a new way or a little different twist on it, but it's not really causing you to learn. As he wrapped up his time with us at our church, this is what he said to us. That little 1% that makes you different from everyone else is what society and education is not good at helping you find, because there is comfort and safety in sameness. If you're not on the planet for your sameness, you're on the planet for your difference. It's your difference. It's this church's difference that is why you're here. I really like that a lot. And the challenge for us is to be different, to read different, and to think different. Honestly, being a growing and thinking person is different. And I want to challenge you to do that. Be different. Read outside of your tribe.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.